You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I am here with my beloved friend and phenomenal artist, Sancha. I'm Hello. Jessica Salgado. I forgot to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah.
I am Jessica
this
Salgado.
Is Jessica, everybody.
A poet and my beautiful Sancha, singer, songwriter, just super cool woman.
Thank you.
How are you, my love?
Good. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so happy to be with you here. It's been, we were talking about that. It's been over a year since we've seen each other.
Over a year, yes.
Oh, it's a whirlwind. So how have you been?
Crazy. anxious, depressed like everyone else, but also like having a lot of work.
It's been really weird to have to create in a time where it feels like we should be in hibernation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also sometimes feels nice to hibernate and not have to do anything. Or leave your home for anything.
Hold on. Let me adjust this mat. Like, this is the real deal now, right? When you're on camera and then like...
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you wear glasses and you start getting to see me. I'm like, I'm happy to see you. And I'm steaming up at the sight of you, Sancha.
Oh, yeah.
So, on the way here, we drove through L.A. Mm-hmm. And there was so much that I haven't seen in such a long time because I've been staying in Silver Lake where I live.
Yeah.
And it was almost... It was surreal, but it was so beautiful to see our people out, like to see so many POC. And I know that they need to be out because of work and stuff like that, but it reminded me of like the beauty of Los Angeles.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So where have you been going to find beauty during this time?
There's a park really close to my house. I'm living in Alhambra right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's been hard to get any physical activity done. And this has been nice, like going out and seeing all the families and it not being very trendy at all or anything fashion-y. Like I could just look like really normal.
Isn't it like kind of like having to take off your cool a little bit
and
like just get to relax? Like I know that I've met all the pets in my neighborhood, all the dogs. I adopted a pandemic dog.
Oh yes, Mango.
So Mango and being with him has made me socialize with my neighbors. Uh-huh. And then like now I don't know their names, but I know their dogs' names.
Oh. You know that I have a pet bird named Mango?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Oh my gosh. And what kind of bird is it?
It's a love bird.
Of course you would. So what kind of art have you been creating during the pandemic, if you've been creating anything at all?
I've been writing music, mostly music that stands alone, like not in an album, because I usually think very story. Mm-hmm. And recently I've been like, no, this could just be a song that feels good, you know, like not much to it. Like this is a song that makes me feel good right now. Mm-hmm. I don't have to get that deep with it, but it is, the themes are always kind of eerie, but.
Which they're gonna, I'm but like, I think that's true to you too.
I know. Ma, has that changed at all? I don't think so.
So, the last time that you and I were together, we were performing at, at Grand Park, right?
Oh, yes.
And that was such a beautiful night. And I just remember that leaving that night so in love with L.A.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk about your love for L.A. Because I know that it's not necessarily your hometown, right?
Like, yeah.
But it's become your home.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so how does your love for L.A. influence the way that you perform in L.A. and the way that you create in L.A.?
Well, the thing that really, really inspired me here was having friends that are brown from working class and that don't leave their house until they're like 27, 30, you know, like, so I get to meet people's families and it's, and everyone's, the people that I know are queer and are, and in some way an alien with their family, but like so accepted and it's so integrated where I've kind of been like the one that ran away, you know?
Oh, that, I didn't even think of that. Like, because, you know, in L.A., it's become as expensive as most other cities, right?
Yeah.
So some of us stay at home either because we can't move out on our own or because we're going to help our parents.
Exactly.
And I think that is so beautiful that you name that, that, like, if you go over to somebody's home, you're not only going to their home, you're meeting multiple mm-hmm. generations of their family
exactly.
all at once, right? Like the mom and the mm-hmm. abuela, and then if they have the siblings there.
Yeah, and their life is sometimes so punk or so, like, fashion or, you know, things like that. And it's like you get to see them there with their grandma.
It's like you get to meet people, like people's humanity. And I think a lot of times, like in our industries, we don't get to see that.
Exactly.
We only get to see the glam. We get to see you in your beautiful dress. And who is it that designed your beautiful dress?
Olima.
Yeah, I love Olima. Olima is a dear friend of mine, of mm-hmm. ours, a Salvadoran, shout Ooh. Out. And so what have you... Has there been, like, a pocket of people or, like, a group of people that have surprised you that you've become friends with since you've lived... How long have you been living in L.A.?
I'm going on 6 years. Or
oh, so it's not
it's
even...
been five, so...
Yeah, so it's six. Not even, like, new anymore.
But no,
like,
no.
Have you found yourself in pockets that you were surprised to be in?
Surprised? I don't know if I would be surprised by anything. I guess I was surprised that I was... back in the club scene because I definitely was like, I'm a musician, I'm no longer a club girl.
You're like, I'm a serious professional.
Yes, a serious musician. And no, you know, I found myself back in the club scene, but also around a lot of musicians,
which is beautiful to like be around, like to be around other creatives and get inspiration mm-hmm. from them too, and like how we kind of not even inspiration, but just influence each other in different ways, uh-huh. right? Like backstage, we were talking before starting the show about how when I first got introduced to your art and your music, like I had heard snippets and seen you on social media and all that, mm-hmm. but I went to a show that you had, this big show in a cathedral,
yes.
big, huge, beautiful show with all these dramatic outfits uh-huh. and a whole telenovela. And I just remember sitting in the audience and being like, who is this person? I'm so in love with her. Mm-hmm. And you just... seem to get something right in that moment. Like, I don't even know what it is that I was looking for you to get right, but whatever it was, like, I felt so seen by you.
Uh-huh.
And like, knowing you and being in conversation with you, every time we do anything together, I'm just even more inspired by you. And
I just
think you've been a gift to LA.
Uh-huh. I mean, honestly, when, you know, being from the Bay Area, people are like, ill LA. So my best friend moved here first, who's also a Cancer son.
Oh, yes.
And he's still one of my best friends. But he moved here first, and I would come and visit him, and I literally thought that LA was West Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll never move to LA. And somehow the cards played out that I moved to LA. And a little bit before then, I had found like people that weren't necessarily in that mainstream audience and that were like more underground and punk and in ways like trying to live away from that kind of Hollywood lifestyle. And that's what actually surprised me. Mm. And that was before I moved here.
Yeah.
And when I moved here, I was like, oh, I have more than West Hollywood.
Yes. I grew up in Silver Lake, right? Mm-hmm. So I always tell people I'm a Silver Lake born and raised, but before the gentrification.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was all brown families,
uh-huh.
Either Latinx or Filipinx families. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of Cuban folks, Puerto Rican folks around. And I grew up like so in love with Silver Lake and Echo Park and all that. Mm-hmm. And I still live there and I still love them. But I had never been to Boyle Heights. I had never been, like, in most of my life because, you know, when you're a kid, you only go where the bus takes you or wherever you have to go. And I stumbled into Boyle Heights maybe in 2015.
Yes.
And I had already been doing poetry for a long time or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember doing a poem in front of an audience that was mostly, like brown kids, right?
Uh-huh.
and my poem connected in a way that it had never connected. It was a bilingual poem.
Wow.
And somebody laughed at a line that I had in the poem that only I ever found funny because yeah. nobody ever got it. and I just remember that that's the moment where I found, like, what artist I'm supposed to be
mm-hmm.
and what audience I'm supposed to be looking for. Have you had yes. moments like that in the city?
Definitely. One of my first managers here was Rudy. He did this club called Scum.
Oh, yes.
And I sang it, I think it was the second year anniversary, and he basically put a mariachi trio right in between all these punk bands.
Yes.
And this was at the Echoplex.
Oh, yeah.
And he
yeah,
was
down
like,
the street.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, and you're going to sing a couple songs with the mariachi. And
oh, my gosh.
That audience right there was like, wow, this is everything. You know, like, people were moshing before and after. And then they were singing along
wow.
to Paloma Negra, Échame a mí la culpa.
I would be like, moshing, crying, sobbing,
yes.
and then going back to, like, moshing. That sounds uh-huh. so amazing.
And that was the moment that I was like, wow, this is it.
Wow. Now I'm mad I wasn't there. Because I don't think I've ever seen you sing with mariachi.
Uh-huh.
And that would be such a gift. Like, mm-hmm. I think you did, like, some Juan Gabriel covers
yes,
recently.
Yes.
And I was, me and my best friend Monica, we were crying. Like, I was like, we were watching it, but I'm all crying. I'm like, why is that just making me cry in the club right now? And then you actually made people cry
in
the real club.
We're going to do a Juanga song today.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I'm such a fan
yes.
of you, of Juanga, of everything. Uh-huh. So what are you excited about right now? Like, what's happening in Sancha's world that's super exciting?
You know, I'm excited about today,
yes.
getting to see you.
I know.
And the new ways that people are finding to perform and to be out here for all of you, you know, like it's not just at home sometimes, like we could do things that are safe mm-hmm. and in front of cameras.
Yeah, you've been consistently doing things in front of camera in the last year,
yeah.
which has been like such a gift, you know,
yeah.
like you did something, I think, in front of a home.
Oh, it was my home.
In front of your home. And then you did something also, like, amongst plants.
Yes. Plants with Latinx with
yeah,
plants.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I'm such a fangirl. I'm like, look, these are all the things you've done. I have a list of them.
Yeah. we've been doing things with whatever we have. I've upped my studio game. I got myself the new iPhone. And
you're up with technology.
Exactly. I was like, I need to do this right. Even if I'm doing it myself. And also, I like when I don't have to do it myself.
Yes. But I think that that's something that about you that really empowers me, too, that I see you as a go-getter. And I see you as an innovator. Like, mm-hmm. you tend to do things. You get you have your vision, and you're like, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to compromise.
Uh-huh.
And it's so beautiful to see you do that into fruition. Like, as a writer, like, mm-hmm. everything is concepts for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, like, actually put them out and, like, seeing things live. I'm like, that's so much magic.
Uh-huh.
I just consider you such a magical being.
You too.
Thank you.
I'm here amongst magic.
Yeah, of course.
And we get to do it in front of the cameras.
I know. We get to have camera and we get to have the beautiful people here at
uh-huh.
at Vans. And then we get to wear these fly shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they didn't even ask us to plug, but I just love my shoes so much. I'm like, somebody, I don't have nails on right now, so look at my uh-huh. shoes instead of looking at me. But I see that you have your nails.
Oh, yeah. I got a little press-ons from CVS.
So what have you, like, what's made you feel, like, glam? And, like, what right now, what are your favorite things for you to feel cute and sexy and all of that?
You know, being at home has changed a lot. I'm like, do I need to buy sweats? And I didn't own sweats before. But buying nice lingerie has made me feel very glamorous.
Ooh. I can't stop tie-dyeing things.
Oh.
Everything I have is tie-dyed
yes.
down. And I'm like, what am I going to wear once this is over? Like, once tie-dye is over.
Tie-dye everything.
And I have now, like, tie-dyed sweats, pajamas, T-shirts.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Canvas
matching.
Bags.
Everything matching would feel so luxurious, too.
Yes. Yes. And then also face masks have become my favorite thing.
Ooh, yes.
Because we're home, right? Uh-huh. And like my skin game has up because we don't have to put makeup on all the time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It really has, huh?
Like, yeah. So like now I'm not breaking out because I'm like taking makeup over makeup.
Uh-huh. The home glam.
So tonight you're going to perform. When was like... I was going to ask you when was the last time you performed, but I feel like you perform pretty often.
The last thing we did was not video. It was only audio.
Ooh.
And it was a very last minute gig for this company called Oda.
Uh-huh.
But it was nice because we really got to like focus in on the sound. And it was kind of a relief to not have to be looked at.
Yes. Yeah, yes, I have found myself a lot enjoying long phone calls with friends and just chatting. I've been three-waying again. Like, when was the last time we three-wayed, right?
Oh, like, yeah, since the beginning of the quarantine.
You know, or like when we used to three-way when we were younger to catch somebody in a lie, and then you'd be like,
that so
what did, girls you, thing. What did you think about so-and-so? And then she's like, ah, her, I don't like her. And then the other one clicks, and you're like, what? She was on the phone? So I'm not ambushing anybody, but it's been like, yeah. And then also Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing anything special?
Not really. No.
Are you doing anything? Are you going to pamper yourself in any kind of way?
I always like to pamper myself.
Something different.
I'll eat a lot of chocolate, maybe a lot more than I'm used to.
Like, I had one of my followers, I call my followers my mangoes, and they sent, like, they randomly sent me an edible arrangement.
Oh,
and then, like,
beautiful.
At first I was just like, I ended up finding out who it was, and I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. But for a moment, I was just like, I want to have a secret suitor somewhere sending me, like, because they send me chocolate-dipped strawberries.
Ooh,
and that's such a
yummy,
sexy gift, you know? Like, and I'm like, I want to, so I'm still imagining there's, like, a suitor out there that's, like, sending me chocolates and strawberries.
I'm
going to
send you something anonymous.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send all my friends something.
Oh, that's so, yes.
Not that I'm good with gifts.
You're not a good gift giver?
I'm not. There's people that really think about it, and that I'm like, wow, how did you know that I would like that? Or just with somebody else, seeing other people get gifts, I'm like, wow, that person's really thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't have that in me.
I'm really good at like, I love giving gifts, but I don't think I'm, like, as thoughtful in that way. I think for me, it's more like feeding you.
Ooh.
Or listening, and if you say you want something, getting it for you. But I've learned not to do that all the time, too, because sometimes it's something people want to get for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, a little tricky, but I love feeding people. Uh-huh. I don't cook, though. So I'll just take people to a restaurant and be like, or Venmo them so that they could Postmate and things like that.
I'm the opposite. I like to cook.
You do?
And so I like to cook for people,
So you're going to cook for me soon?
Oh, yes. What do you want? Chiles rellenos?
Oh, my God.
Some enchiladas?
I love chilaquiles.
Ooh, I'll make you some bomb chilaquiles, yes.
So it's on. And then we're wrapping up, so then that's going to be perfect, because I have you on camera now that you promised me chilaquiles. So
then when I'm like, I don't remember.
I'm like, Vans Channel 66 has record of you promising me chilaquiles. So you guys know, Sancha promised Jessica Salgado. I'm saying our full names. This is our contract.
But no, definitely. I love making chilaquiles.
Of course. I love you so much, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And to just chat with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even forgot the cameras were here for a second.
I know. I got lost in the ocean that is Jessica.
So what can we expect? What's going to happen? What are we moving forward to after this programming?
So we're going to have a set with Matias. Oh, and Kraslos. Kraslos is DJing, which is one of my long-term friends, from one of the first people I met in LA, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, there's no better DJ, no better host for this than both of you.
Thank you so much. So then we're going to throw to Kraslo now?
Yeah, we're going to throw it to Kraslo's.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much, Vans, for hosting us. And I love you so much, Sancha.
Love you, Jessica.
Thank you,
Vans.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.